Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton's Welcome Home offers welcome relief to both downsizers and those in need. By Julie M. Cohen. While some who are downsizing or weeding through the estate of a loved one may feel they are drowning in accumulated decades of stuff, others don't even have the bare necessities to make their house a home. However, many have found that declogging their spaces through donation is a win-win decision. They're giving their unused and unwanted belongings a second life and helping those in desperate need. Longtime resident Susan Rosenberg has been coping with this reality as she prepares to move from her 4,400-square-foot Newton house to a 1,900-square-foot Boston apartment in mere weeks. "We had a lot of stuff," she said. Like many downsizers, she amassed an abundance of belongings over the years that she no longer needed but didn't want to toss out. Fortunately, through word of mouth, she heard about the Newton nonprofit Welcome Home, which marked its 10th anniversary on July 4th. The small but mighty organization provides individuals and families experiencing hardship with basic household items they need to live with dignity, according to its website, while simultaneously giving donated goods a second life. "I've been making a lot of trips to Welcome Home," said Rosenberg, who's been dropping off sheets, towels, blankets, pots, pans, utensils, plates, vases, rugs, and much more. She praised the Welcome Home volunteers who make it easy to donate. "You feel good about it. You have things that still have life to them. Paring down your own belongings can be challenging, but going through a loved one's estate also can be upsetting. It's very emotional going through stuff," said Mindy Peckler, co-founder and board member of Welcome Home. "However, it's vital for adult children and others going through the process to remember that these things are not people," said Julie Plott Mahoney, co-founder, executive director, and board member of the nonprofit. Welcome Home has seen an increase in donations from people downsizing their own homes and settling the estates of others, the women said. Donating and giving new life to still useful belongings gives people emotional comfort, said Plout Mahoney. Donating made it easier to let go, said Peckler. Often the donors will share the background and history of special items, showing how much they meant to them or their parents. "We listen to these stories," said Plout Mahoney. When Newton resident Michelle Feinberg's father died 3.5 years ago, she gave everything in his kitchen to Welcome Home. "I feel like if you can do something that helps somebody else, isn't that what we're supposed to do?" said Feinberg, whose parents emphasized the importance of tzedakah, the Hebrew word for charity, as she was growing up. Saying she admires Plout Mahoney and Peckler for founding Welcome Home, she said the nonprofit changes people's lives. It takes those things, home goods, to make a home. Feinberg also hopes that the items she donated bring as much joy to the recipients as they brought to her family. In addition to generous donors, both individual and corporate, Welcome Home is thriving due to its dedicated volunteers. When they founded the nonprofit, Plout Mahoney and Peckler were the only workers. Before COVID, the number of volunteers increased to 8. And now there are 134 volunteers who sort and move housewares and other items and also assist clients. Brianna, who asked that her last name not be used, became a client after being homeless for 6 years in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. During this period, she lived with her baby in several shelters for young children and their mothers before recently transitioning to independent living in the Boston area. Through her caseworker at the shelter, she was introduced to Welcome Home, which provided her with essentials to help her set up her new space. During a recent interview, she was using many of the items to prepare a meal. Praising Welcome Home's volunteers, Brianna said, during her visit they were organized, attentive, and helped her load items into an Uber to bring them to her new space. In addition to kitchen essentials, she picked out a few decorative items that help make your home feel like it's yours, she said. You leave with a lot of supplies that are all great quality. More information on Welcome Home and how to volunteer can be found at welcomehomemass.org. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.